Dealing with West Coast trips, what changes? I know everybody, like athletes, want to be on a certain routine.
Yeah.
Explain exactly what changes, and especially because you're going to have a bunch of them this year. Yeah,
I mean, it was a 3-hour time difference. You know, you get there, it's 9 o'clock there, and that's usually what time we're getting out of meetings, but, you know, that's 1 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock here, and so it's a little bit different. So instead of, you know, staying up to 10 or 11, which you might the night before a game, you got to go sleep a lot earlier. It's a 1 o'clock game out there, but our bodies really feel like it's a 4 o'clock game here. So it was just getting used to that time difference. And then the long flight, you know, there and back is tough on your body sometimes. Just being stuck in a plane, you know, you get a little dehydrated. You got to kind of shake that jet lag off. But, you know, it's one of those things that, like I said, we'll be doing it a lot this year. So got to get used to it.
When you saw that schedule, what was your reaction? Because I've never seen something like that before. It's like, okay, we got to.
Yeah, well, you know, we got 3 games out to the West Coast. This will be the first one, and then I think, you know, we go to Seattle and go directly to L.A. I think that one might be a little bit easier to manage because I got a feeling we'll stay out there for a while. So, but it's one of those things that, yeah, that's what happens when you play in the AFC West and the NFC West.
Malcolm, it was a unique week across the NFL last week. What do you think it's going to look like comparatively this time around?
Not my concern. My biggest thing is drawing light to the actual issues and the work that guys are doing in the league. What happens on Sunday is not my concern.
Do you think you guys would like lock arms again and like you did?
I hadn't thought about it. I hadn't talked about it.
We saw how quick Eli got the ball out of his hand last week. Do you think more teams will try to do that against you guys just because of how powerful the defensive line
We'll see. I mean, I think, you know, the Giants offensive line was struggling before they got to us, so I think that was the obvious matchup or concern for them was our rush. But I'm not sure, you know, how teams would see that moving forward if they feel confident that they can block them up. But, you know, and the Giants, they're a quick passing game anyway, where I think the Chargers are a little bit more downfield, a little more vertical of a pass game. So, but I do think there'll be opponents all year that, if they can, we'll try to get rid of the ball a little quicker just to kind of alleviate that rush.
But you mentioned it's not your concern this week, you know, whether you interlock arms. Do you imagine there'll be like a conversation at the end of the week, maybe with some teammates or something after all the preparation is done, about how you want to proceed this weekend, if you do?
That's not something I'm really thinking about. Honestly, my biggest concern is continuing to focus the conversation around the actual issues, what's going on, the work that players are doing, because I think that's getting lost. So, like I said, I'm not really concerned what happens in the pregame of Sunday. I really want to talk about the issue.
Malcolm, you know what's getting lost?
So many of our questions here are directed to the fans. But how much of a part of your game is that one stop in the club?
I mean, it's a big part, especially, you know, because me and Rodney really play a true free and strong safety. So a lot of the times I'm in those run fits, I'm basically playing like a linebacker in some of those plays. And so that's a game, part of my game I've developed and feel pretty good about. A lot of the times I get, in the pass game, I'm responsible for tight ends, a little bit of zone. But that takes a different life every week depending on the matchup. It's been something, obviously not playing the nickel as much as I did last year, that run fit and run game has become a bigger part of my role.
Malcolm, 31 when you had to stop on the pitch, did you read that off the snap?
Yeah, I read the formation. It was actually a play we got similar to that when we were in Arrowhead against the Chiefs. In the fourth quarter, they ran the same thing, a crack toss, and I was mad at myself because I knew that it was tossed and played it and got blocked. This time, I saw it and just went with my instincts, and I was able to kind of read the play.
You talk about the message getting lost. I've had a lot of viewers on social media come to me and say they're boycotting the NFL because players are disrespecting the flag. What's your message to them to clear that up?
My biggest thing is, you know, people have to understand that nobody is protesting the flag or our military or country. What we're doing is using the platform that we have to draw attention to issues in our community. We want to be vehicles to effectuate positive change in our communities, and we're using what we have. And so although we know it can be misunderstood and we understand how it could be deemed as disrespectful, we want people to look at the issues. And right here in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, you know, we're in incarceration capital, where we lock up more people in the county of Philadelphia than anywhere in the world. We still send our kids to life without a chance for parole more than anybody in the world. And we're still trying to reintroduce legislation that would reinstate the use of mandatory minimum sentences, which we've seen has driven up mass incarceration and decimated communities all over this country, especially communities of color. And so those are things that we're trying to raise awareness to, trying to fix and use our platform to engage in positive conversation. So the more we can focus our talks and efforts on those things, the faster we can get to solutions.
Do you think some of that, though, was like awakened, so to speak, around the country? I mean, with what everybody's doing, from like the Cowboys all, you know, taking a knee before their game Monday night, you know, do you think that drew more awareness to it or not really?
No, I don't. Okay. So yeah, like I said, at this point, I think it's very important that we do get back to the original purpose for all of these demonstrations, is that, you know, we've seen countless videos of men and women of color, you know, being killed or brutalized by the hands of police. So we want that accountability. We want to bridge the gap between our police, the law enforcement, and our communities. We want that relationship to be better. And we want to make changes to our criminal justice system. And those are the things that started it, and those are the things that we need to continue to talk about and get back to.